Okay, sluts, here are your drinks. Here is your tequila. Here is your vodka cranberry. Oh my God, could you get any more fucking basic? Jesus, why do I even hang out with you? All right, you over there, dirty slut, you get a dirty martini. And you, my favorite, get an old fashioned just like me. All right, you hoes know the deal. Pa' arriba, pa' abajo, pa'l centro, pa' dentro. Fuck, this is so good. It is my go-to every time. Yeah. The only thing is the bartender's being kind of a cunt about it, and he wouldn't give me the time of day because he's flirting with that pixie over there. Oh, I mean, I'm not saying it a mean way. I'm just saying it's kind of hard not to notice the 7 foot tall bitch that's standing right in front of you. Okay, maybe not 7 feet tall, but definitely at least 6'5" in these heels. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Someday your prince will come and he will be much taller than you and he will be 7 feet tall and he will be either a basketball or a football player and make your life perfect. All right, you know, this narrative is getting kind of old and I'm getting kind of tired of hearing it. Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with short guys? There's nothing wrong with short guys. Why can't I fall in love with a short guy? Well, I understand that it's harder for somebody to approach you when you look like you could probably squash them if you stepped on them, but I'm a very gentle girl, woman, lady, what the fuck ever. Yes, I know that the things that come out of my mouth tend to negate that, but I really am very gentle and I am just a softy at heart. I don't know why everyone thinks that I'm just aggressive or I'm just mean or scary. No, it's the short ones you have to worry about. Those scrappy motherfuckers will pull one over on you real quick. I've never even gotten into a fight, ever. No, never. Oh, really? You think so? No, absolutely not. I have never been approached in my life. Never, not once. No, especially not out at a bar or at a club or anything. You can't say that, cranberry vodka, okay? I will start referring to you by your drink choices from now on if they continue to be so fucking embarrassing and basic. No. Listen, I don't think it counts when people stare at me because guess what? People are always gonna fucking stare at me. I am the biggest bitch in the fucking room. Now, all I'm saying is it's kind of like if Sasquatch walked in the room. Everybody would fucking stare. Why? Because you never fucking see Sasquatch. When do you see Sasquatch? Fucking never. Exactly. People just stare at me because it's different and they're just not used to seeing somebody so tall, especially a woman that's so tall. I mean, you guys know that when you see a guy that's really tall, everybody goes goo goo gaga over him and starts staring at him and salivating for no reason other than just the fact that he's over 6 feet tall, which in my opinion is kind of bullshit, but whatever. I'm not gonna get into that argument right now. My point is, anything that's slightly different from the norm, people tend to just look at and they can't stop staring. And that's fine, I'm used to that. I don't think it's a big deal and it doesn't bother me anymore. No tequila shot. I have not considered that people stare at me because they're interested, because they're not. They just think I am interesting. I don't think they stare at me because they necessarily like me or attracted to me. I think they're just curious. It's kind of like a train wreck. You can't keep your eyes away and you also don't really want to stare at the same time. stupid as fuck. Oh, God. Oh, suddenly the girl who ordered a dirty martini is the fucking detective in the group. No, he's not staring at me. He's staring at you. Yeah, the fact that you're wearing a body tight cheetah print dress, which, by the way, gotta say, definitely not a fan of, but you're fucking rocking it. Yeah, he's obviously staring at you. Your fucking gorgeous blonde hair. Come on, bitch. Get the fuck out of here. He's not staring at me. What? Stop. No. We just made eye contact for 2 seconds. It's like he obviously can tell that I mistakenly noticed that he was looking at you and looked at him while he was adoringly enjoying the beauty that is before him. That is undeniable. Yes. Listen, you're the one who broke up with her boyfriend, and this is the reason why we're here, celebrating that you are newly single and celebrating that now you can fuck whoever you want, whenever you want, because you, my dear, apart from having really shitty wardrobe choices and drink choices, are the baddest bitch around. And I will continue to drink to that. Cheers again. Listen, cranberry vodka, we're not doing this again, all right? He's not staring at me. Just everybody fucking relax. You guys are making a big deal out of nothing. Listen, if I was interested, I would go over there myself. You know that I'm very forward, and I have no problem doing that. I mean, in fact, most of my interactions with guys and girls start out that way anyway. Okay, this is getting a little bit ridiculous. Look, even his friends are noticing that you guys are cackling and pointing embarrassingly over at them. Jesus fuck. Oh, maybe if you all weren't staring so obviously and continuing to look like you're gossiping about them, they wouldn't be all crowded around and looking all weird and shit. Like, what the fuck is this? Are we in high school? No, come on, we're grown men and women. Are we seriously fucking doing this right now? Yes, I've seen him around. He does work in downtown, and I work in downtown. And I've seen him every once in a while when I'm going out to get lunch or something on my breaks. Yes, he is kind of cute, I know, but just, I mean, like, guys, drop it. He's not looking at me. He is looking at you, dirty martini. Okay, oh, this is ridiculous. Okay, are we doing a betting pool? Is that what's going to happen? Because I will fucking take all of your money right now. Okay, yeah, no problem. All right, who's betting what? All right, you started this, dirty martini. What are you betting? $10 and I won't go talk to him. Oh, man. You're either drunk or you just are pretending not to know any better. I've known you for years, bitch. You know I'm gonna do this shit. Yeah. Of course. The only way to actually encourage me to do it is by telling me that I won't. You do fucking know me too well. All right, tequila. What is it? What's it gonna be? Ah. $5 that I will. Okay. All right, cranberry vodka. What's your bet? Oh, you're putting 20 down that I won't? Man, you're all fucking bitches. All right, old fashioned. You've been very, very quiet this whole time. What do you think about this? Of course you think that girl at the end of the bar is cute and you're gonna go talk to her. Why did I even think you were interested? Okay. Alright, so that's a total of 5 on me doing it and 35 that I won't. Okay, well, you can just hand me that crisp 10 and that crisp 20 and that really ugly 5. And I will put those inside of my dress. Because I'm going to go do it right now. And I will prove to you that he is not looking at me. All right. Well, you know what? With all this money that I took, I bet you all the $35 that I now own that when I go over and I go talk to him, he will tell me that he's really sorry, but that he was not looking at me and he was actually looking at Dirty Martini. So, I'll be back and I'll prove you all that you're just a bunch of fucking losers. Hi, boys. It seems that my group of friends and your group of friends is having some sort of unspoken conversation here across the bar. And, you know, to be honest, my friends have a theory about this. And I have another one. So I'm going to let you boys tell me, do you see anything you like? Is that why you're staring? Yes. What are you drinking? Is that a Guinness? Ah. Oh, I don't know your name, and I frankly don't care to learn it either. So, Mr. Guinness over there. That's a good one. That's a very good observation. Yes, you all see something that you like. Yeah, there are four of you and five of us, but one of us doesn't really swing that way, so I guess the odds are kind of on all of your favor tonight. I guess it is a mighty, mighty funny coincidence. Who are you staring at, motor oil drinker? Yes, the brunette. Yeah, oh, she's tequila for tonight. That's her bar name for the night. Yeah, I'll tell you what, motor oil. If you go over there and you take her another shot of tequila and you stare into her eyes and gaze into her soul, and tell her that you've never seen a prettier pair of brown eyes in your life, and that you want to gaze into those depths for the rest of the night, I'm pretty sure you're going to get a good chance to fuck her. So, for what it's worth, you can try it out. All right, what about you? Is that... let me guess. Whiskey and Coke? Double. You look like the kind of guy. Yeah. Well, whiskey and Coke. Who are you staring at? Ah, the blonde. The blonde in the pink or the blonde in the print? The blonde in the pink. Well, that's actually cranberry vodka. She is very, very fun. She likes to pretend that she doesn't like you at the beginning, and she likes to be a little mean, and she likes to act a little hard to get. But if you come back with some good little witty quips and some perfectly placed little sarcastic jabs, I'm pretty sure you're also going to end up bagging that one. So, for what that's worth, get her another cranberry vodka. That actually, that's too basic. You might want to do a little better. What about you, mister? What do you have in that clear looking glass? Ah, gin and tonic. Okay. Trying to be a little different around here. I like that. So who are you eye fucking across the bar, huh? Oh, what? Oh shit. Oh really? I didn't notice that at all. Holy fuck. Thank you, I guess. But you're what? Oh, your friend called dibs? So you're gonna go talk to the blonde in the cheetah print dress? I mean, okay. Thank you, and good luck. I will say, she does like it when you brush her hair over her shoulder and just kind of lightly whisper in her ear and make your way down her neck, kissing it. She's a big fan of that. So onward you go, my man. Good luck to you, Gin and Tonic. Thank you. I'm glad that you are forthcoming about being upset that you lost the rock, paper, scissors to your friend when he called dibs. All right. Well, good luck and good night, I suppose. That leaves you. What's in that glass? Whiskey sour. Okay, I like that. You're a classic man of simple tastes. Is that true, what your friend said? That you called dibs on the tall girl? Yeah? I mean, were you just planning on eye-fucking me the entire night and just waiting for me to walk over here and talk to you, or were you planning on doing something about it? Yes. Mm-hmm. The girl that brings everyone the drinks is the one that makes the first move. Okay. Oh. Yeah. I'm much less intimidating now. What made you think that I was intimidating or that I was going to shoot you down right away? Yeah, I mean, I can see that whenever girls are in a big group, it's kind of scary to approach them and sort of divide and conquer. Is there anything particularly about me that made you think I was going to be mean? Oh, thank you. I do appreciate you telling me that I have a very inviting and warm smile. Oh, but it was the height thing. Okay. Well, here we go again. Oh, you mean it's not me, but it's you. Are you just gonna shoot off these cliches all night, or are we going somewhere with this? I'm only teasing you. I'm actually really nice, and if you would have guided yourself by my warm and inviting smile instead of your preconceived notions about me being 7 feet tall, then you would have gotten the chance to know that I am actually quite gentle. Or I can be, anyway. Yeah. No, not at all. That's not something I really even thought about. I mean, when I looked over and I saw you, really my friends were the ones who noticed you staring at me. I thought you were just staring at my cheetah print dress friend. I don't know. I just assume that the attention I get is because of my size, not for any other reason. So I figured you'd probably just be staring at her and not really staring at me. Besides, it's really her night. We're out here celebrating for her. So she should be the center of attention. Oh, that's really sweet of you. Thank you. I should be the center of attention always. That's very sweet. Yeah, and when I started looking over and my friends kept on pointing that out, I mean, you're very cute, and really all I noticed was just you. I mean, you have such a beautiful pair of eyes, and Your lips are very, very kissable. Yeah, and I really like this whole black button-down shirt jean thing you have going on. I know it's just a little cliche, but you make it work very good. What? The fact that you're shorter than me? That's stupid. Yeah, actually, I have a saying for that, and it is that height doesn't really matter when I'm on my back or on my knees, so... Yes, and the on my knees is dual purpose because it's either on my knees riding your dick or on my knees sucking it. So there's that. Yeah. Oh, you think that's a little forward? Yeah. Does that surprise you coming from the girl that just judged all of your friends based on what they were drinking and told them how to get into my friend's pants? Is that really forward and surprising to you? Yes, actually, I am quite sassy. There's a lot of things about me you don't know. Listen, you don't have to sweet talk me in order to get me to fuck you, okay? The fact that I'm over here already means that I'm pretty much sold on it. Yeah. It's just... Look, I'm not mean. I'm actually really nice, and I like to consider myself a gentle giantess. Oh, just how gentle and sweet can I be? Well, if you want to find out, you can grab my hand and we can go somewhere a little quieter and a little more private so that I can show you just how gentle and sweet I can be. Yeah? Sounds good. Alright, follow me. No, we're not going back to my place. We're going upstairs. I have a friend who's lived here for a while, and she's a manager of a bar. She lives upstairs. I'm sure she won't mind me using her place for a couple hours. Excuse me. Oh, excuse us. Huh? How do I know her? Oh, I used to work here when I was in college and grad school. Yeah, it's how I paid off all of my loans. So, the key is probably under this plant. Of course it is. There we go. Okay. Tanya, it's Val. Tanya, Gracie. Well, good. Looks like the place is all to ourselves. Now, come here. I want to show you something. Wow. Your lips are so sweet. So soft against mine. Your kisses. So gentle. You like it when I bite your bottom lip like that and tug it? Like this. And suck on it just a little bit. Wow, you're so handsome. I don't think I told you that already, but are so captivating. Your eyes just have a fire that is so very enticing. It's okay that you have to look up at me a little bit. Doesn't bother me at all. But I do think that other parts of you need a little bit more attention, not just your lips. What about this ear over here? Needs a little loving, don't you think? My tongue running up the lobe to the shell. And then back down. Just to suck on it a little bit. What about this jawline? I think it needs some attention too. Don't you? That's pretty. Exposed. Neck. Needs some attention too. Now, I told you I really like the white button down, but I think that I am going to enjoy taking it off more. Don't you? Good thing these buttons just come off so easily. There we go. Some more skin. Wow, you have a very nice chest. You wouldn't mind if I lick and kiss my way down it, would you? Yeah, I didn't think so. Just going back from your neck to your clavicle. This nice little pulse point here. I can just flick my tongue over it. And then work my way down. What's this? A hard nipple. That deserves to get a little kiss too, don't you think? Maybe a little flick of my tongue. Maybe a little bite. Just a little sucking. No, no one's ever treated your nipples like this before. They're very easy to forget. But still, feel very good when they're played with. I think that's enough teasing with that. Just a little bit further down. Your happy trail. And here we are. I've reached the belt. Do you want me to do the honors? Or do you want to do it yourself? Yeah, I kind of want to do it if you don't mind. Thank you. Now what do we have here? I'd like to say it's a pleasant surprise, but none of this is surprising. Yeah, just gonna give it a couple of kisses. Over your boxer briefs. Yeah, just gonna trace it with my lips. And my tongue. Just tease it over your boxer briefs. Is that too much teasing? Well, why don't we take it out? Wow. That is a very lovely cock you've got here. Would you mind if I just give it a couple of kisses? I think you particularly like that one on the head, huh? I think I want to do something other than just kiss it, though. Just a flick of my tongue over. Is that too much? Is that too much teasing? It's perfect. Good. I want to take my time with you. I want to worship every bit of this cock. of this perfect sexy cock. Not just this cock. These balls too. Can't forget about those, huh? No, I don't want to rush it. I'll stop because if not, you'll come. All right. Here's what we'll do. I will stop sucking your cock only if you fuck me with it. Yeah, do you think that's a fair exchange? Good. Here, let me take my dress off. That's better. Now, let's go to the bed. That's better too. Just get between my open legs and yeah, position yourself right there. Yeah, just put your cock right between my lips. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's already a little wet in there. Are you enjoying running your cockhead up and down my wet slit? Teasing my little clit with it? Yeah? Thank you for telling me that I have a pretty pussy. You could just put it in. Yeah, just slowly. Until it's all the way in. Absolutely perfect. Yeah. Yeah. Just keep moving slowly like that. Yeah. It feels so good to have your cock all the way in. And then you take it out. Feels so good when you slide back in. Just like that. Yeah, just like that. Oh, it feels amazing. Yeah. I told you it wouldn't matter. I'm on my back. Yeah. Yeah, you can go faster. Yeah. I like that. Oh, I like that. It feels so good. I would have never imagined when I walked up to you that this is how we were gonna end our night together. It's even better than I could have ever expected. Yeah. You're going. Really fast now. Yeah. Yeah. That feels great. That's perfect. Yeah. I like to take my time, but this is perfect. Yeah. As long as you keep fucking me like that, I'll be good. Yeah, here. Put my legs over your shoulders. Yeah. Oh. Oh my God. Oh, if I knew you were gonna fuck me like this, I would have walked up to you way earlier. Feels so good. You have to slow down. Yeah, that's fine. You don't wanna come yet. I don't want you to come yet. Yes, I don't want you to keep fucking me like that. Feels so good with your cock very deep inside my tight little pussy. Yeah. I'm glad that you decided to follow me over here. Yeah, are you glad that you're eye fucking me until I approach you? Yeah, eye fucking me definitely got you really far. You're glad that you called dibs on me, huh? Yeah, me too. Me too. Oh, there you go again. Yeah, keep going. Oh, keep going. Nice and hard. Keep going. Nice and hard. Nice and hard. Oh, until I come. Kiss me. I don't think I can hold it. I don't think I can hold it much longer. I'm gonna come all over your cock. Oh! sorry I squirted all over you. I'm sorry. I didn't tell you. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Are you close? You're close. I want you to come on my tits. My face. Yeah. Let me help you. You gotta come nice and hard. You're gonna shoot. There you go. That looked for me. Yeah, you want me to jerk it like that? Yeah, jerk it like that, just like that, onto my tip. Yeah. I'm ready. Fuck. Oh my god. That's a lot of cum. Yeah. Get out my face too. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. It's perfect. Oh, fuck. Your cum is perfect. Fuck. That was really good. Yeah. I'm sorry about squirting. Yeah, it's just something I forgot to tell people. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. You're so very good at that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Oh, there's other things you're good at. Well, I guess we're just gonna have to explore those things too, aren't we? Come here. Just as sweet as when I tasted them first tonight. Yeah, you want to be doing that a lot more often? No. I think that can be arranged.